Good evening, everybody. As you see, you're stuck with Barber Man. It's what Chip and Ronnie called me anyway. For the last study of this dispensation of the country of the United States with this president, you can. I guess you could say this is like a benchmark when it comes to our government that we are under. We're going from a Republican government to a Democrat government, and there's a lot of signs that says it's going to be not the best government to be under when it comes to understanding Scripture and how the political powers that be represent following Scripture. And we can see that in Old Testament scriptures. I think, what was it? It's Proverbs. I think it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And hopefully that's not the way it's going to be. Hopefully it's just a bunch of stuff that's been put out there, but we're just going to have to pray about it and pray for our leaders, pray for our country, and pray especially for those that follow the Lord's word and us as being members of his body that study the word rightly divided and just seek out truth in his word. That's our charge. You know, I've been doing my studies on the fruit of the Spirit or fruit of the light in Ephesians, because we are to represent the light of Christ with being members of his body, representing that light that we have within us, which is Christ. And Paul be our guide through reading scriptures and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us in those endeavors that we do, and be that example for those around us. Last time, 6 weeks ago, I did Stand Fast, and I had enough material to where I'm going to do the second Stand Fast study, and basically the first half of this study is going to be like a recap, and then I go into Steadfast, which is similar in its properties and in the way that the member of the body is to represent Christ. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day, Lord, and for all the blessings you give us in it. Lord, we thank you for that you did on the cross, and Lord, that you did from before the foundation. And Lord, we ask that you send that Holy Spirit to me and allow me to deliver this message so that maybe one person out there can understand Scripture the way that you are intended for it to be sent. And Lord, we pray that you be with the body members, Lord, whether their healings need to be for healings or comfort or whatever it may be, Lord, we ask that you be with them and be with all those that are on our hearts also, Lord. I have one special need with my great nephew, Lord. He's in dire need, but Lord, he's making so much recoveries, and we're thankful for you and all the prayers and supplications that's coming your way for that child. And Lord, be with me, the speaker, that I may give an edification message to the members of the body. And Lord, be with our country as those that can see the political realm that is. Lord, we know that there's a possibility that we can be in dire need pretty soon. But Lord, be with our leaders, be with our country, be with those that be. For Lord, it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Again, guys, I'm going to try again, see if I can get this recorder to working real quick. I don't know why it's not. Just cut it off and turn it back on. Maybe rebooting that booger might just get it going. No, it didn't work. Let's see. Yes. Okay. Hello, testing. No, still don't work. Okay, never mind. Forget that. Okay, in Philippians 1:27 last time is where I got my steadfast message. It says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit and with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. The stand fast is stiko, is from the perfect tense, to be stationary, or figuratively, to persevere, to stand fast. Stand fast in God's word, in his direction that Paul is directing us here. And also in 24:76, it's a histemi, it's a prolonged form that comes from stand fast, and it's used for certain tenses, to stand, or used in various applications, to abide, to bring, to continue, to establish. Paul's direction for the saints in their walk in Philippians 10 and 11, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. And we can see that also in Ephesians 5:10, that we are to be proving what is acceptable unto the Lord with our walk, that we are to be that fruit of the light that are glowing in amongst a world of not good people, we're to lead by example and to allow Christ to shine through us, and to not fall into the naysayers that surround us and be the negative input that they tend to portray us in. In Philippians 1:20, it says, according to my earnest patience and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit, the physical scars on Paul's body of my labor. Yet what I choose, I wot not. Paul displayed his scars of Christ on his body with his finished work, because he did the finished work of Christ for the Gentiles, for those that were to come in after. In Philippians 1:27, I said, let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith, for the faith of the gospel, of the good news, that you stand fast, stand firm in the gospel, in God's message, in message coming from Christ and from the Apostle Paul. And that Greek form is 4739, as I said before. It's stiko. In Philippians 2:13, for if God, which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, for it is God that worketh in you, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. I think I just said something like that, didn't I? Perverse nation. Anyway, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Because I'm sorry that I keep going back to this, but the powers that are coming into the next administration are putting people in place that are not scripturally pleasant. And so that's where we can be in the middle of a crooked and perverse nation because of the leaders that they have appointed, people that are transgender to be over health care and such. That's just to name one item of the whole plethora of cabinet positions that's going to be filled. Paul continues in leading by example in Philippians 3:17 through 20, saying, brothers, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Philippians 4:1, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast, my dearly beloved. So we can look at the Apostle Paul talking to the Philippians and the saints in Christ and giving them direction to stand solid, stand fast in your position. In Philippians 4:6-7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And in 9-13, he says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, the Apostle Paul, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You walk according to the direction of the Apostle Paul, to the direction of Christ, under the guise of the Holy Spirit, and God will be merciful with you and give you, if anything, give you a clean conscience. You know, that's something that not many people have today, is a clean conscience. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased or humble. And I know how to abound, have abundance. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed or initiated into the mystery of contentment, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And my last study, I went into detail about this initiation, which is the finished work of Christ that the Apostle Paul went through himself in the initiation of his troubles that he came into with the being dead and raised up again and drownings in the sea and such as that. But it just continues on. The things that the scars on the Apostle Paul were his finished work that he displayed on his body for the finished work of Christ. There's a reflection from Gingrich in the Greek New Testament lexicon. Experiencing the revelation of the Holy Spirit enables the believer to learn God's open secrets by experiencing faith. Faith is God's inworking persuasions. In every decision and every action of life becomes equally and eternally meaningful. The secret that Paul uses in his language in Philippians is in fact one that the body member needs in his arsenal in dealing with life in general and with Satan. How much of a blessing can one have when they have the ability to be content in whatever condition they're in? Other than that, there is nothing but misery. When we use God's word in our steadfast walk, while in a perverse, corrupt, Satan-filled world, and understand that Christ is our strength in everything, good or bad, there is contentment in Him, or having Him in us. There is contentment. And looking at another term which is steadfast, with similar meaning and firmness in Christ, let's go to Colossians 1:23. He says, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and in Darby says, founded and firm, but if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the ecclesia, the called out ones. And settled there, if you continue in the faith, and grounded and settled is the Greek form 1476. It's hedraeos. It's sedentary, immovable, settled, steadfast. So if you can be steadfast, if you continue in the faith, be grounded and steadfast, settled, firm in your position, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. In Ephesians states that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, and again, Paul is referring to the saints' heart, that they have the Christ indwelling spirit settled in their heart through the faith in Christ. Amen. And in Colossians 2:6-10. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Rooted. That rooted is stable. That's hrizuo. I guess that's the way it's enunciated. Rooted and built up in him, and established or confirmed in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. That steadfast is stereos, and it's a solid, stable, steadfast, strong, and sure. Firmly fixed or established, fast fixed, firm, the steadfast globe of the earth is spoken of as through Spencer. Not fickle or wavering, constant, firm, resolute, unswerving, steady. The practical teaching of Peter to the dispersion, and we can see that even in our dispensation, we can use these verses to our use and benefit as being truth for today. In 1 Peter 5:6-11, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt you, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist? Steadfast in the faith." In the faith, steadfast. That's 47:31 again. "Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, steadfastly, strengthen, settle. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." And then to 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. That's 47:31. Stereos again. So steadfast and sure, solid. They're under the same Greek form. "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Ephesians 6:10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong." That's the Greek form 1743. To empower, strengthen, make strong. "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Use the Lord's power to enable you, to give you the strength that you need to withstand, to stand fast, to stand firm, or to be steadfast in your daily walk. Ephesians 6:11-18 is stand is used quite a bit. And I'll be finishing up with this one in our walk that the Apostle Paul has us to go through, or has us to earnestly use the powers that be as our defense in our walk against the fiery darts of the devil. But Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren," oh, I've got down to 6:11-18. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God in 11, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." These are the earthly bodies that are here. We don't wrestle against them, but against principalities. That's arche. That's magistrates. The principality, principal ruling, the corner at the first. Against powers, that's exousia, that's a magistrate, the potentate, the delegated influence, authority, jurisdiction. That's against rulers. Cosmocrator. That's an That's an epithet of Satan, or a ruler of the darkness. That's skatos. That's shadiness or obscurity of this world. So against the powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, the shady governing powers that be that we are faced with coming up after tomorrow against spiritual wickedness. That's neomaticos. That's non-carnal, ethereal, a spirit, supernatural, regenerate, or spiritual. Wickedness. That's chromaticos. That's supernatural, religious, spiritual. In high Epiranios places, that's the upon heavenlies. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, may be able to withstand, and to stay me, stand against, oppose, resist, in the evil day, and having done all to stand, and his stay me is to stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I'm going through that right now with a family member. We're still working in my state of my father that passed a year and a half ago. But I'm really having to work hard with the gospel of peace with this guy. But, you know, I'm keeping the Lord in my thoughts and my mind the entire time that I'm having to speak with him. But it can be tough, but I'm doing it with the help of the Lord. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I'm getting some fiery darts, buddy, let me tell you. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watch unto with all perseverance. That's persistency, the final word, perseverance, proskartere, and supplication for all the saints. I want to end with that and thank you guys for hanging with me. And I know that I tend to read more because I can't seem to shoot off the hip like the other guys can. But I'm glad to speak with you guys. I love it. And I love you guys. And again, let's pray for the nation and pray for those that are going to be in authority. Because even though they might not have our mindset, but we have to pray for them that maybe they can see and do what's right for the people. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day and for all the blessings you give us in it. And Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. Lord, especially that you did on the cross. And Lord, that you did from before the foundation. Lord, we ask that you be with the saints, Lord. Be with their needs, whatever their needs may be. And Lord, be with our country. Be with the righteous that may be starting a new dispensation as far as our country is concerned as to how Christianity is going to be approached. It doesn't look pretty, Lord, as those things that are displaying their deeds that they plan on doing. Lord, we ask that you be with all the righteous, all the Christians that are out there, Lord. Be with our soldiers that are in harm's way. Be with our police that are protecting us. Lord, lead, guide, and protect us all. And in all these things I ask in Christ's name. Amen.